Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, my Motivation Monday podcast. And I really hope that you're having a phenomenal Monday. You know, sometimes I wake up on Mondays and I'm like, oh, it's Monday. Then I'm like, what? We get a new start, a fresh start, a clean slate. Get motivated and get it done. And sometimes I'm like, you know, oh, it's Monday. I'm not going to do a podcast today. But you know what? I made a commitment not only to motivate and inspire you, but to motivate and inspire myself to do something great. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get on here and share what I have to share with you all today. And whether you're tuning in on another day of the week, it doesn't matter. You know, you'll hear this when it's meant for you to hear it. And I know it's going to touch who it needs to touch. And I just thank you. I thank you all for your support. I truly appreciate all the feedback I get from you guys. A good friend of mine today said, Fern, you know what? You wanted me to hold you accountable, right? Like, it's Monday. You don't do a podcast every other Monday. Get it done. And I'm excited with what I have to talk to you all about. So thank you for tuning in. And I titled this, Manage Your Mindset. That's real. So real. So just think about this. Manage your mindset. So do you ever have negative thoughts? Do you ever feel like the devil is on your shoulder? Like the devil's on one side of your shoulder and angels on the other side, and you have these battle of these thoughts going back and forth? Has that ever happened to you? Or this one? I know if nothing else, this one has happened. People in your circle that try to get you off your game. Do you have any people in your circle to try to do that? They might not even know that that's what they're trying to do, but that's what they're doing. Have you ever been in a situation like that? You know what I realized is that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I've been telling myself this, and I've been more cognizant of what's been going on. You are destined for greatness. I am destined for greatness. We all are destined for greatness. So it's going to happen. So start expecting it. Expect someone to try to get you off your game. Expect for someone to hate on you. Expect for someone to try to put some negative thoughts in your mind. Expect it and be mindful. That's how you can manage your mindset. I'm not walking around saying just think that everyone's going to be negative and out to get you. I'm saying that you're so on top of your game. You have so many things going for yourself. You're this positive ray of light in someone's life or in the lives of many. Then the devil's going to be right there trying to get you off your game. So expect it. That's when you start managing your mindset. That's when you start being your own remote control. Turning things on around you or turning certain individuals off, turning certain situations off. Handle that remote control. Turn the volume up when it comes to certain areas of your life. Turn the volume down when it comes to negativity, when it comes to things that are not of God, when it comes to things that don't serve you. You can turn the volume down. You can mute it. You can turn it all the way off. Be that remote control in your life to help you manage your mindset. And you know what I've noticed is that we have much more power than we think. Like, we have God-given power. That's huge, okay? And I was watching a video, and I was just listening to this not too long ago, and Alice Walker said that the most common way people give up their power is by thinking that they don't have any. Think about that. Do you think that you have power? Or do you think that you don't have any power? Power is defined as the ability to have one's will carried out regardless of the resistance of others. So how powerful do you feel, kings and queens? I gotta sit here and ask myself. You know, on some days I feel very powerful, and on other days I don't feel as powerful. And you know what? That's when I said, okay, Fern, you gotta dig deep and you gotta start managing your mindset and being that remote control and turning certain things on in my life and turning certain things off, turning the volume way up in certain areas, and on others, I'm muting them permanently, okay? That's how much power we have in our lives. So, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, right? And that's why this is so important. Remember during this time of the year to manage your mindset. Some of you are going to be very busy to the point where you may be overwhelmed and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't wait for the holiday season to be over. Some of you will be having an amazing time with your family and soaking up every minute of it. And that is phenomenal. But you still may need to manage your mindset in certain situations with certain family members, you know? Some of you may be lonely during this time of the year. And you know what? That's okay. You might not have that family, that large family, or those friends that are close by, that are accessible. You know what? It's okay because it's the season that you're in. And regardless of what season you're in, this holiday season, I want you to manage your mindset, okay? Whatever emotions that you have that are running high, take some time to focus on you, even during this busy holiday season, okay? Thanksgiving is coming up. Take some time to focus on you. And you know what I want you to do? Thank yourself for you. Thank yourself for being you. Every big accomplishment that you've had this year, this month, in your life, whatever it is, thank yourself for every big accomplishment and for every little accomplishment that you've done, that you've made. Thank yourself, okay? Manage your mindset. So when you find yourself maybe flustered, emotional, whatever you feel, recognize it. Get that remote control and manage your mindset, all those thoughts that start running. Turn all that negativity down, mute it. Turn the volume up on that positivity. Manage your thinking by thanking yourself for all the good things you've done for this entire year, for all the good things you've done for others throughout this entire year. Don't let an inkling of doubt kick in and try to tap into your mind, kings and queens. Don't let it get into your mind. No fear, no negativity, no doubt. Don't let it get anywhere near you. Manage your mindset and keep being amazing. You all are amazing. We all are amazing. We all are destined for greatness, and we got this. We've got this. We're so close that sometimes I don't even think we realize how close we are. And honestly, I don't think we realize sometimes what we've already tapped into. But that's the power that we have. So kings and queens, I pray that this blesses you. It just feels so good to me to put this out there, because that's how strong my feelings are when it comes to what I'm speaking. So have an amazingly blessed week. Please leave me some feedback. Let me know how you're feeling, what's going on with you, your thoughts on the podcast. Let's talk. You know, I love the feedback. I love the support. I appreciate each and every one of you. And God bless you. As always, kings and queens, I'll see you at the top, because the bottom is way too full. And we're destined for greatness. So we're going to be all the way at the top. And you know what? Please share this with someone. Share it with maybe five people that come to mind, five people that you think about, and you're like, you know what? They could use a little positivity. They could use some uplifting. And let's just keep this positivity going. I'll talk to you all again next Monday. Happy Motivation Monday. Bye, kings and queens.